الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وحبيبنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وكونوا مع الصادقين. صدق الله العظيم. My most respected brothers and elders, and our mothers and sisters listening over the receiver. Tonight is indeed a very auspicious night. If one studies the books of Ahadith and the books of our ulama, our scholars, our mashayikh, then there is no doubt whatsoever that tonight is a very Mubarak night, very blessed night. And we are not going to go into the academic discussion of each hadith that pertains to Laylatul Bara'ah. But the essence and the gist of all these ahadith is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's special attention, Allah's special tawajjuh, special mercy, special attention is directed to all those who are seeking His forgiveness on this night. Bara'ah in Arabic means emancipation, to be freed. A person is going to seek freedom from the fire of Jahannam on this night. We know in the month of Ramadan, the last night of Ramadan before, or the last day of Ramadan, the 30th day, and then we have the night called Laylatul Ja'iza. Now Laylatul Ja'iza, Ja'iza means a gift, a prize, where for the entire month, people worked very hard, keeping roza, taraweeh, tirawah, dhikr. And so the people who have inculcated taqwa in their lives in the month of Ramadan, and because of all their efforts, despite being blessed with so many bounties and mercy and blessings from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala every single day in the month of Ramadan, but there is that final day in the month of Ramadan, the last day in which those people are now, the muttaqeen, are being awarded. They are given a prize from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Like in the school or university, person writes an examination and then there's an awards day. Now that is for the muttaqeen. Tonight is our night. And of course I'm referring to myself. We are sinful people. And we are going to beg Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sincerely to save us from the fire of Jahannam. To emancipate our soul from the fire of Jahannam. And that is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has kept this night before the month of Ramadan. As our Hazrat Rahmatullahi alayhi used to say in his bayans, a person wants to repaint his home, then first of all he has to sandpaper the wall, remove the existing paint, scrape the wall completely, and after that he will put a new coat of paint. This night, tonight, is when we're going to scrape this wall of ours and remove the old paint which is now flaking before we put the coat of paint of Ramadan. Or like one person mentioned, he said there are stains on our clothing, and they are very stubborn stains. So before we put our clothing in the washing machine, we apply some liquid so that these stains can be removed first. and what we call is a pre-wash. So this night is a pre-wash before the washing of the month of Ramadan. Now I'm sure every person will agree, right now even before we entered the masjid for Isha Salatu, as we entered the masjid for Salatul Isha, it gave us the feeling of Taraweeh Salah. Gave us the feeling of Ramadan. Now Ramadan is such an auspicious month. A month that every single believer awaits. He longs for. Pious people 6 months before the month of Ramadan, they're already preparing for the month of Ramadan. We normally start preparing from tonight. Nonetheless, this great visitor that's about to come, month of Ramadan, may Allah bless us with the month of Ramadan. That is why the dua, Allahumma barik lana fi Rajab, Rajab is finished. Wa Sha'ban, Sha'ban almost finished. Allahumma barik lana fi Rajab wa Sha'ban, ubalighna Ramadan, make us reach Ramadan. Allahumma sallim Ramadan lana, wa sallimna li Ramadan. Oh Allah, make us reach Ramadan in a safe, sound, healthy condition. Make Ramadan come to us easily. وَسَلِّمُوا لَنَا مُتَقَبَّلًا. Make it be such that, oh Allah, you will accept the Ramadan from us. Who knows when our janazah will take place? Already on the board you see janazah of, mashallah, a pious person who passed away. Tonight after Maghrib he passed away this evening. May Allah ta'ala fill his qabr with nur and all the other marhumin. So we do not know when our mort will come. Therefore a poet says, تَزَوَّدْ مِنَ التُّقَى فَإِنَّكَ لَا تَدْرِي إِذَا جَنَّ اللَّيْلِ أَنَّكَ تَعِيشُ إِلَى الْفَجْرِ. He says that prepare yourself for taqwa. Prepare yourself for taqwa. Because you do not know إِذَا جَنَّ اللَّيْلِ, when night will fall, whether you will be alive till the next morning or not. None of us has that guarantee. So whilst we have that life, let us make the best opportunity of every breath that we have, every second we have. And therefore tonight, in my humble opinion, is not a night of bayan. We have heard too many bayans in our lives. Like the other night I mentioned, a person goes to the doctor and he receives a prescription. Now he can read out that prescription 100 times. Go to the pharmacy, the pharmacist can read it out to him 100 times. It will make no difference to his condition. Until and unless he does not take that medication. We are hearing prescriptions. We are reading them. We are listening to them. But are we applying the prescription into our lives? Are we bringing that into our lives? This is the question we have to ask all of us. So therefore, Laylatul Bara'ah, the night of emancipation, where we are going to be saved from the fire of Jahannam. Allah's special attention, special forgiveness. Normally, it is mentioned in the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the last third of the night, Allah makes nuzul. Allah descends, of course, in the form which is most correct for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That nuzul, only Allah ta'ala knows. But nonetheless, His special mercy comes down in the last third of the night, every night of the year. But Laylatul Bara'ah, Allah's nuzul, Allah descends to the lowest heaven, and His mercy is now being showered upon the bandas, already from the beginning of the night. At this very moment, we must have full yaqeen in the words of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah's special mercy is descending upon us. Allah has created these opportunities for us. What a golden opportunity. Allah then makes an announcement. Hal min mustaghfirin fa'aghfiru lahu. Is there any person seeking repentance so that I may forgive him? So it's a night in which we are going to ask Allah to forgive our sins. From the beginning of the night, Allah is already making this i'lan. Is there any person who requires any desire of his to be fulfilled? I am prepared to fulfill his desire. Right till dawn. Right till Fajr. It is mentioned on this night, Allah forgives multitudes of people. Allah forgives so many sinners who of course were repenting to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That amount of people that is equivalent to the hair on the goats of the Banu Kalb tribe. Banu Kalb was a very huge tribe. Very huge. And of course they had the most amount of goats in their possession. Now can you imagine each goat, how much of strands of hay it has? Banu Kalb tribe is a very huge, vast tribe. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgives so many people that is equivalent to the number of hay on the goats of the Banu Kalb tribe. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgives us. Now we need to draw this mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We want Allah's attention. We want Allah's tawajjuh. We want Allah ta'ala to look at us with a merciful glance. So this night is our night. A night to be spent in the ibadat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There is no special ibadat tonight. Engage in any amount of nawafil you wish. Engage in tilawat of the Quran. Engage in dhikrullah. Tasbih, durood sharif upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But most important, in solitude, alone, one corner of the house, raise your hands and cry to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He is a changer of conditions. Each one of us, we know our inside condition. We know our batin, our inner condition. And we want Allah to change our condition. And here is an opportunity. No matter what problem you have in your life, there are people who email every single day even before coming here. Some of those problems are absolutely serious. You don't have the means to assist those people besides making dua. You don't know how to help. What's the solution? The only solution is to turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But we have to be sincere. We have to be dedicated. We have to be loyal servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We have to be interested. We have to be serious. We have played with our lives far too long. There has to be some occasion in our life when we say enough is enough. And now we have to turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Our problem is we just want to hear fanciful talks, lectures, very flowery speeches, and that's the end of it. We have just massaged our nafs. Content, we go back home, and there's no change in our lives. May Allah Ta'ala help me first to change my condition. May Allah change all the conditions. So tonight is a very special night. Spend some time tonight in tahajjud salat. Make your wudu when you go home. Open the musalla, even if you have something to eat. But then engage in some part of the night, engage in the ibadat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Shed those tears. That is what Allah ta'ala is waiting for. Allah wants us to see. Allah wants to see us shedding those tears of repentance. One Buzurg says that these tears that we shed, the tears of repentance, this is the receipt of acceptance of our du'as. When Allah is so kind, Allah is so merciful, tonight we are not going to give a lengthy bayan. I've just briefly explained to you in a nutshell that tonight is a very auspicious night. It is not a night we should just waste in idle talk, gossip. Cry and beg Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Wallah, you forgive me. Now Allah's mercy is so much tonight. Allah forgives so many people. However, now this is the hard part we have to digest and understand. There are certain people whom Allah does not forgive tonight. And if you go and discuss each category or each type of person, we'll have to speak for hours on end. The first person is a mushrik. One who worships idols, associates partners to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we must make shukr Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed us with iman. But we have to make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He must protect this iman. Protect our iman for us. Allah must preserve this iman for us. رَبَّنَا لَا تُزِغْ قُلُوبَنَا بَعْدَ إِذْ هَدَيْتَنَا. What is the dua? Allah, do not deviate my heart after you have given me hidayat. None of us has guarantee we'll die with iman. Therefore, repeatedly in your dua, cry, Ya Allah, give me maut, make my khatama be with iman. Make me do those things, those deeds that will guarantee me maut on iman. Protect me from doing those things that will cause me to lose my iman at the time of maut. There have been so many people at the time of maut. They are busy counting figures. This is the truth. So many ulama I've mentioned. There are books upon books written. Person at the time of Sakrat. People around him are giving him talqeen. La ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah. He is counting figures. One old baji passing away called his sons, looked at them, said, all of you came away. He said, Ji, Papa, you are passing away now. You came to make dua. He said, who's at the shop then? Even at that stage now, he's worried about dukan. Then a person who is a mushahin, one who harbors malice in his heart, one who has hatred in his heart for his Muslim brother or sister. Now we have heard many talks previously, especially in the Monday Majlis. We have discussed in detail aspects relating to all these diseases that we have. So if we have malice, immediately make tawbah istighfar and wash away that malice from our heart. It's simple as that. Why should we be jealous of the next person? Why should we harbor malice and hatred for the next person? We do not know what is going to be that person's condition before he passes away. We do not know what is going to be our condition. There is a hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Very lengthy hadith. I will give you just the explanation of this hadith. A person is a believer. His entire life, he does good deeds, good actions. But at the brink of maut, just as he is leaving this world, he loses his iman because he utters some blasphemous statement. He makes some kufr statement or kufr action right at the end of his life. And because of that, he enters Jahannam. On the contrary, another person who lived his life without iman, but just before he passed away, Allah blesses him with iman, something happens, and then he passes away, and because of that, he gets Jannat. So we should make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to always keep us on iman and think good of the next person. Not to harbor any malice or enmity. Then there is that person who is disobedient to his parents. Now this topic is a topic that has been exhausted from childhood days. What do we learn? Jannat is beneath the feet of the mother. Hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, your father, al-walidu, the father is the middle door of Jannat. If you wish, protect it, preserve it. Otherwise, if you wish, you can destroy it. You want to destroy your Jannat? Then be disobedient to your father. You want your Jannat? Then be obedient to your father. Of course, both parents, father and mother. They've got great rights over us. Great rights. We don't understand what love Allah has put in their hearts for us. We don't understand that. So I'm not going to go into the ahadith of rights of parents. I will just mention one thing what I heard from Haji Farooq Sahib Rahmatullahi Alayhi. He said that when your parents are alive, they make dua for you. And the hadith of Rasulullah says that the parents' dua for the son is guaranteed accepted by Allah Ta'ala. Of course, parent can't ask something which is sinful. But the father's dua is guaranteed accepted. Mother's dua guaranteed accepted for the child. The moment either one of them passes on, one of them passes away, then one door of du'as is shut for you now. One du'a is closed. One door is closed. If both have passed away, both your special du'as, doors of du'as being accepted, doesn't mean your du'as won't be accepted, but those special doors and avenues for your du'as to be readily accepted by Allah Ta'ala, those are closed. Because now you got no mother and father making du'a for you. So whilst they are alive, let us not be foolish and disobey them, hurt their feelings. There are so many mothers, wallahi, so many mothers, who are crying bitterly. They are crying bitterly. They're not only verbally abused by their children, but physically abused. There's a hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, where Rasulullah sallallahu said that a person should not curse his parents. So the person who curses his parents, or person who swears his parents, person who is abusive, who swears his parents, then such a person is cursed. A sahaba couldn't understand. Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, what do you mean a person swearing his own parents? Now in that era, in that time, it was something impossible. In today's time, literally, the literal meaning is implied. Literal meaning. Where a child actually swears his mother and father. In that time, Rasulullah explained what was meant, that you swear the parents of another person, because you're angry, you had a fight with him. So in that argument, you swear his parents. So in retaliation, he swears your parents. So in actual fact, you were responsible for your parents being sworn at. You had started the whole fight. You saw that man's parents. He saw your parents. So in reality, you had sworn your own parents. But in today's time, children are swearing their own parents. May Allah forgive us. May Allah assist us. May Allah give us hidayat. Then there are those people who don't, or who have in their homes, pictures of animate objects. Now we have heard so many times. If we have those books and have those pictures, then conceal them, cover them, put them away and get rid of them. Otherwise the angel of mercy, the angel of mercy, not the angel of death. The angel of mercy will not enter your home. Then a person who is mudminul khamar, person who is a perpetual alcoholic, and our times drugs, an addict. So a person who is hooked onto drugs, hooked onto the bottle, he can't give up that alcohol, he is a perpetual drunkard. If he does not make tawbah, remember all these people, if they make amends, if they make tawbah, then they are also forgiven. They are also forgiven. Allah is so kind. Allah has not closed the doors. Allah wants these people to rectify their lives so that they may also be forgiven tonight. Like this, there is a list of people, but I wish to discuss with you an incident which is very apt. And that's the incident of Malik bin Dinar rahmatullahi alayh. Malik bin Dinar rahmatullahi alayh was a very pious servant of Allah Ta'ala. He was a sage of his time. Now why I'm saying, I'm mentioning his incident. He had a slave girl, very beautiful slave girl. He marries her. And she bears a beautiful daughter. So he has a beautiful daughter that is born. Malik bin Dinar rahmatullahi alayhi was a drunkard. He was a perpetual drunkard. Drink all the time. Never in his senses. But this child of his, absolutely beautiful, he had tremendous love for her. Immense love for her. And she loved her father. Now, man who is always drinking and you take away his bottle, he'll go berserk. So, it used to happen that he is about to drink, when this little baby would come and push away the bottle from her father, sometimes it will fall on his clothing. But he never became angry with her. He loved her so dearly. It so happened, she was 2 years of age and she passed away. Malik bin Dinar rahmatullahi alayhi says, I became extremely heartsore. I lost all hope. This was the apple of my eye. This was my liver. I loved her so much and now she's gone. So now he began drinking even more. It was the 15th night of Shaban, like exactly like tonight. Malik bin Dinar rahmatullah narrates, he says, I was drunk. I never performed Salatul Isha. Now from this, we understand that even at that time, when they were sober, they would, in namaz time, they would read the Salat. They were so considerate about the Salat. We, even though we're not drunk, alhamdulillah, we still discard our Salat. Because he narrates himself, he says, I did not perform my Isha Salat because I was drunk. And he says, I fell off asleep. Now, whilst I was fast asleep, I saw a dream. Now, this is a dream that he's relating. He says, it was as though Qiyamah had commenced. وَنُفِخَ فِي الصُّورِ, he says, the trumpet was blown. وَبُعْثِرَتْ الْقُبُورِ, and everybody rose from the graves. Graves were dug up. They were scattered. Now he is giving the horrifying conditions of Qiyamah, which we read in the Amma Para and the 29th Para. And he says, people are running to and fro. The sun is hovering above our heads. And everybody is perspiring. And he says, I am gripped with fear. Because suddenly Qiyamah has now begun. And he says, whilst I'm in that condition, I'm terrified, when suddenly I hear a sound behind me of a hissing snake. He says, the moment I turned around, I see a huge python. Aswad Azraq. Absolutely black. With very, very piercing blue eyes. Frightening in appearance. Coming behind me. He says, I ran frantically. I ran for my life. I'm screaming and shouting. There's nobody coming to my assistance. And the snake is coming closer and closer until I come across an old white man, an elderly person with a white beard, with white clothing. I go up to him. Ya Sheikh, Ya Sheikh. Ajirni. Save me min tilka tinneen, from that snake, from that python. Ajarakallah. Allah will help you. Allah will assist you. Allah will reward you. The old man turns around and says, oh my brother, inni da'if, I'm weak. That snake, aqwa minni, it is more stronger than me. Falam aqdir alay, I have no strength over it. I'm weak. I cannot assist you. But continue running. Perhaps you might find something that will assist you. He says, the snake is approaching me. And I'm running now. I go up to, I climb up a hill. And I peep over the hill. I see there is a terrible fire that is burning. And suddenly somebody announces, get away from here, get away from here, move away from here. You do not belong amongst the people who are here. So I got some consolation, I come down, but the snake is still chasing me. Now can we imagine? If we only read the Amma Para and read and listen to the tafsir of the Amma Para. When Allah talks about the sun losing its radiance, the moon losing its glow, stars are scattered, huge, heavy mountains become like carded wool. Cotton wool. Everything is changed. A person actually runs away from his own mother, father, wife, children, from his brother. Every person, nafsi, So this is the picture of Qiyamah he is portraying to us. He says, I come back and I see this old man and I beg him. I say, Shaykh, please, I asked you for help. Help me. What do I do? I'm desperate. See the snake behind me. He says, I can see. I'm weak. I wish I could help you. But I am unable to assist you. Why don't you go over there? There's another mountain. On the other side, there's a hill in which are kept the amanat of the believers. The sacred trust. Perhaps you may find some sacred trust of yours that will assist you. So he runs. Malik bin Dinar Rahmatullah is running in his dream. And as he is coming closer to this mountain, which was round in shape, made of silver, and they had casements, beautiful windows, studded with rubies, pearls, emeralds, and they were draped with beautiful silk, absolutely beautiful. But he has no hope now of reaching there because the snake is right at his feet. And he is perspiring profusely. But he manages to get there. And as he reaches there, the angels then call out, oh people, open your windows, open your windows. There's a person who's desperate. Perhaps he might find some sacred trust of his here. Suddenly he sees all the curtains being lifted. And he sees thousands of beautiful children coming out, whose faces were shining like the 14th full moon. Scores of them coming out. And he is looking at them. And suddenly amongst them he sees his beautiful daughter. And she sees, oh my father, it is you my father. She is still in the kept a distance away from him. And then she darts towards him by means of a swing which was made of light, noor. And she comes right to her father. With her left hand, she grabs the right hand of her father. And with the right hand, she indicates and she motions the snake to move away. Immediately, the snake moves away and he is saved. Then she sits on her father's lap. He holds on to his beautiful child. He looks at her. He is crying and she is crying. My respected brothers and elders, listen attentively now. Malik bin Dinar rahmatullahi alayhi is there. He's safe from this python. His little masoom daughter, who passed away when she was 2 years old, is now sitting on her father's lap. And she's crying and looking at him. And then she addresses her father. What does she say? She quotes an ayat of the Quran, which is the lesson for us tonight, inshallah. She says, أَلَمْ يَأْنِنِ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا أَن تَخْشَعَ قُلُوبُهُمْ لِذِكْرِ اللَّهِ وَمَا نَزَلَ مِنَ الْحَقِّ أَلَمْ يَأْنِنِ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا أَن تَخْشَعَ قُلُوبُهُمْ لِذِكْرِ اللَّهِ وَمَا نَزَلَ مِنَ الْحَقِّ Has not the time come for the believers who are sinners that they should humble themselves before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and repent sincerely to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Has the time not dawned upon them when they should submit before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? And تَخْشَعَ قُلُوبُهُمْ Their heart should submit before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala out of humility لِذِكْرِ اللَّهِ for His remembrance. وَمَا نَزَلَ مِنَ الْحَقِّ And what truth he has revealed in the Quran, has not that time come for the believers? He says, oh my daughter, you know the Arabic language, you understand the Quran? Because she was only 2 years when she left this world. She says, oh my father, we understand it far better than you people understand it in the world. He says, tell me, who was that old man dressed in a white robe? She says, oh my father, that was your good deeds, your amal-e-salihah. Your good deeds in the world. absolutely weak. And the python, that was your bad deeds. Qawaita, 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 which you gave strength. You made it big. You enlarged it. You committed sin upon sin upon sin. You caused this python to be more venomous than it was. You enlarged it. You made it huge. You made it so scary and terrifying. And your amal was so weak. Malik bin Dinar rahmatullahi alayhi awakens with the shock of his life. And at that moment he makes sincere tawbah to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He was a drunkard. Allah gives him hidayat. He makes sincere tawbah to Allah ta'ala. He cried and he cried and he cried. He becomes the wali of Allah, wali of his time. Anecdotes of Malik bin Dinar rahmatullahi alayhi are found in books. Such pearls of wisdom Malik bin Dinar rahmatullahi alayhi would utter. Once he addressed the huffaz of the Quran, Ya hamalat al Quran, O those who have got the Quran in their hearts. مَا زَرَعَ الْقُرْآنُ فِي قُلُوبِكُمْ What has the Qur'an that you have in your heart, what has it cultivated? Where are those people who learned one surah, two surahs and many surahs? Oh, Hufaz, where are you? What light has the Qur'an brought to your heart? Or are your hearts dead? Malik bin Dinar, we say, Rahmatullahi alayhi. This incident should give us hope. This incident should give us hope. Like this, there are numerous incidents. We had enough wake-up calls. Tonight, turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, there are many narrations that have been mentioned. And I'm just going to give you the gist, and inshallah we'll terminate the bayan. We will have a short zikr and dua inshallah, because this is the night of ibadat, and most of us, because we're so weak, will go home and go off to sleep, and the next we'll know it's Fajr already. We are so lucky that our Isha is early, Fajr is so late. At the moment in London, in Europe, in London I spoke to somebody today, 10:45 is Isha Jamaat. And Fajr Jamaat is 4:00 in the morning. So their night is 5 hours. 5 to 6 hours. We have got so many more hours to make ibadah, to draw the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So I was saying there were so many narrations where I had mentioned one recently in the Monday Majlis, but for the benefit of those who are not present, Sayyidina Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha says one night Rasulullah SAW comes, I was gone to bed and he comes very quietly, he opens the door, comes in. He does not want to disturb me, removes his shoes, and he has a shawl which he spreads as he uses it as a blanket. And after some time, Rasulullah woke up. He rose from his bed very quietly, silently, put on his shoes, put on his shawl, and he opened the door very quietly, ruwaidan. And then he disappeared from the house. So I thought, definitely my Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he's gone to one of the other wives tonight. Whereas it is my night. He's supposed to be with me. This is not fair. So I became suspicious. And we had discussed on suspicion. And that is why I mentioned this riwayat on that occasion. Nonetheless, so I followed. I came out also. Exited the house. And I looked. But I didn't see him going in the direction of the other wives' quarters. And I traced him. I see in a distance a figure moving towards Jannatul Baqi. So I went closer and closer, and I see Rasulullah SAW raising his hands, making some dua, putting it down, raise it again, dua, put it down. 3 times he raised his hands, made some dua, puts it down, and is about to turn when I quickly run back home. Rasulullah SAW returns. I pretended as though I was asleep. He comes immediately to me, Aisha. In fact, the hadith says, Ya Aishu, and I mentioned it's permissible to call your wife in abbreviation form out of muhabbat and love. So he said, Ya Aishu, tell me, why is your heart beating so fast? Why is your heart beating so fast? If you don't inform me, then Al-Latiful Khabir will inform me. May Allah will inform me. She says, the truth is, I was suspicious. I thought you went to some other wife's house. He said, oh Aisha, he struck me with his hand on my chest. Do you think Allah and His Rasul will be unjust to you? Allah commanded me via Jibreel alayhi salatu salam to go and make dua for the people of Baqi. And that is why I went, and I did not wish to disturb your sleep. Then Rasulullah SAW, in another narration, he says, oh Aisha, do you know what night it is tonight? It is the night of Bara'ah, 15th of Shaban, wherein Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgives so many people equivalent to the amount of hay of the goats of Banu Kalb tribe. That's when he mentioned this hadith. Then in one hadith says that he seeks a permission. Aisha, if you don't mind, can I engage in ibadah? She says, Ya Rasulullah, how can you even, there's no need for you to ask me. So she says, Rasulullah then went onto the musalla and he engaged in salat. And she describes his salat, lengthy qiraat, lengthy ruku, lengthy sajda. She says, I went close to see if he had passed away because his sajda was so long. I got a funny feeling that perhaps he has passed away. So I went and I felt the sole of his feet. And I went close, I heard him making a dua. Now many duas have been mentioned. In one narration is mentioned that he made the dua. سَجَدَ لَكَ خِيَالِي وَسَوَادِي وَآمَنَ بِكَ فُؤَادِي. Allahu Akbar. Oh my Allah, my khiyal, my thoughts are making sajda to you. My thoughts are making sajda to you. وَسَوَادِي, and my physical self. Myself, I am making sajda to you and my thoughts also. What do we understand from this? In salat, our thoughts also to be focused to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Physically, we are performing the rituals, we are making the ruku, we are making the sajda, we are standing, we are making the physical salat. Where is our mind wandering to? How many shops we opened and closed, and how many countries we visited, and so many things we ate in our salat, and so many things we did, and so many business deals we even did. سَجَدَ لَكَ خِيَالِي. And also, oh Allah, my thoughts evil, even my thoughts have surrendered before you. I have submitted my thoughts. My thoughts are pak, they are pure. Person doesn't have ganda thoughts, filthy thoughts. And he says, وَآمَنَكَ بِكَ فُؤَادِي. My heart has got full conviction, full iman in you, oh my Allah. And then he says, هَذِهِ يَدِي. Listen, respected brothers and elders, and our mothers and sisters. هَذِهِ يَدِي وَمَا جَنَيْتُ بِهَا. هَذِهِ, these are my hands spread in front of you, and the wrongs I have done with this hand. مَعْصُوم رَحْمَةُ لِلْعَالَمِينَ. What wrongs has he done? He's teaching us the ummah. These hands, we have made so many sins with these hands. Wallahi, I'm making sajda to you. يَا عَظِيم. Yurja likulli azim. Oh, one who is most great. Oh, one who is great. Nobody greater than Allah. Yurja likulli azim. Whose hope is anticipated for every difficult thing in our life. Every azim thing, every hardship will turn to azim. Allah who is azim and Allah will help. Then he says, Igh, ya azim. Ighfir azamb al azim. Wallah, forgive that big sin of mine. Oh Allah, forgive that big sin of mine. All of us know big sins. He committed no sin. He was forgiven. Even if he committed any sin, forgiven completely. Masoom, sinless. Then he says, Sajada laka wajhi. Sajada wajhi. Sajada wajhi. Lilladhi khalaqahu wa shakka sam'ahu wa basara. My face is now making sajda to that zat, that being who created it and who has given me eyes and ears. And then in one sajda of his, in one dua, and this is the dua, we'll read it together inshallah. Allahumma inni أَعُوذُ بِعَفْوِكَ مِنْ عِقَابِكَ وَاللَّهِ I seek your forgiveness, your forgiveness from your punishment. Allah, save me from your punishment. I seek your pardon. Pardon me, forgive me, save me from your iqab, your saza, your azab. وَأَعُوذُ بِرِضَاكَ وَأَعُوذُ بِرِضَاكَ مِنْ سَخَطِكَ وَاللَّهِ I seek your protection through your happiness, your pleasure. مِنْ سَخَتِكَ From your anger, your displeasure. Allah, don't become displeased with me. Become pleased with me. وَأَعُوذُ بِكَ مِنْكَ O Allah, I seek protection in you, from you. O Allah, I'm running away from you to you. Run away from Allah, where are you going to go? You come back to Allah. O Allah, I'm so scared. But I've got hope in your mercy. وَأَعُوذُ بِكَ مِنْكَ لَا أُحْصِي ثَنَاءً عَلَيْكَ أَنْتَ كَمَا أَثْنَيْتَ عَلَى نَفْسِكَ Oh Allah, I cannot enumerate all your praises. I cannot count. I cannot really extol you. I cannot really praise you. You are exactly how you have praised yourself. What a beautiful dua. Kindles our iman. My respected brothers and elders, I will not take much time. We'll terminate the bayan at this point. But inshallah, we'll make some dhikr, make a humble appeal. I know you have been working the entire day. Many of you may have been keeping roza also. Tomorrow many people keep roza. May Allah make it easy, accept it. And of course, those who are not keeping roza, don't look down upon them. This was the teaching of our Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ali. So don't display that pride and arrogance over others. And think that we are superior. If Allah gives us tawfiq, mashallah, keep that roza and get the thawab of it. But I make a humble appeal, we just take some time. Tonight, aren't we seeking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Is there any person in this crowd who's not seeking Allah ta'ala? Is there any person who doesn't want to be forgiven? Is there any person who doesn't have a need from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Little bit of sacrifice. Get ready now. Just now will be Ramadan, Tarawih. Then our knees will start paining and our back starts paining. Now we're sitting comfortably. We are not prepared to make that qurbani for the sake of Allah. We have become so weak, so weak. Somebody might say, Mawlana, you're sitting in a nice chair. So you're comfortable. So please make me maaf. I would have sat down, but people in the back can't see me. But let us make some qurbani. Tonight we will make zikr, inshallah, but with feeling. I was explained to one of a very close person to me this afternoon. And I said that our hearts need to be lit up. Our hearts have to be lit up. And how are we going to illuminate and brighten this heart of ours? We need to connect ourselves to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Recently I visited a rehab. There were people who were on drugs and now, of course, they made tawbah. And that's why they're there to rehabilitate themselves. Really, it was so heart sore to see them. You know, we have a tendency of just putting a cross against the names of people. May Allah protect us from this. We look down upon people. They are people who need our assistance. They don't want our monies. No, 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 no. They want words of encouragement. That's all. They just want us to make dua for them. They want us to go up to them, put our hand over their shoulder. They want to be embraced. They feel as though they are the scum of society. There was one person. Of course, I don't know the names. But there was one person. And I'm just mentioning this for our own ibrat. He says, I had lost my family. I went to another place, got married and had children. I lost everybody there because of the drugs I was taking. I was addicted. And he says, a time came when I lost everything. And there was no enjoyment in my life. I should pull a cardboard from somewhere just to sleep on the streets. There was no pleasure in my life. There was no happiness. There was nothing to look forward towards for the next day. I lost everything, everything, everything. My heart was empty. He says, finally I went under the bridge. I took a rope, tied it around my neck, ready to commit suicide, to hang myself.
Allah made it such that the rope snapped before he could do anything. He was saved. So he did not take his life away. Somehow he landed up in the rehab. And now he's remorseful. He's making good progress. We make dua for such people. These are our own people, really. These are our own children. These are our own children. Our own friends. Our own family members. Our ummat. So I mentioned to them also, connect yourself to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We need this connection. Everything is dark. But the moment we put on the connection, the right connection, then immediately the lights go on. You had no connection, no power supply, and you put the right connection. Then your bedroom lights went on, your lounge lights went on, the kitchen lights went on, the outside light, everything then lit up. The moment we have this connection with Allah, sincere connection, then the bulbs of our heart, the lights of our heart will just illuminate. Then we'll have humility. The light, the bulb of taqwa will come in our hearts. Piety. The light of tawadu, humility. The light of ihsan and kindness. The light of good character and akhlaq. The light of obedience to parents. The light of rights of neighbors. The rights of looking after orphans. And all these good bulbs will then illuminate our heart. This heart of ours has been covered with layers of heavy, heavy curtains. Heavy curtains. But when the nur of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, just a little bit of it, just a little bit, you see, a modicum, just a tiny ray, glimpse, little bit, just perforates this curtains that have draped our hearts and covered our hearts, and our hearts have become locked. But the little light that goes through and penetrates is sufficient to illuminate our hearts. Now I'm telling you seriously, when I asked those people, that how was your lives before? They said, miserable. I said, do you want to go back to the life? Each one said, never. I asked them, what was giving them, what was motivating them, what was giving them the strength? Each one agreed, it was dhikrullah. The dhikr of Allah is so powerful, so powerful. Now because we don't appreciate it, we haven't tasted it, so that we ignore it totally. We have a tendency in our society, Allah protect us, from those who want to mislead the masses. We don't have true knowledge. Sit in front of great scholars and mashayikh for years. Learn Quran and Hadith at the feet of true scholars. Instead of just becoming a so-called internet mufti. And anything that you see on the internet, and everything is all what your own fanciful thoughts will say and your own imaginations and your own whims and fancies. You haven't understood what the people of Salafi Salihin, pious predecessors, what they have taught us and what they have passed on to us. But everything, we just want to pass remarks, make judgments. So if we want to ignore all these things, ignore it at our own peril. We have to connect ourselves to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the moment we connect ourselves to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, really we will see the love of Allah ta'ala penetrating to our hearts. When this love comes, then automatically, then a person will humble himself. That anger will subside. He won't have that pride, that arrogance. He won't become greedy. He won't abuse his wife. He won't abuse his children. He won't abuse his parents. He will frequent the masjids. He'll become a pious person. He'll want to change. He'll want to go higher and higher spiritually. May Allah give us this. We don't have it. We depend totally on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah will give him chain, sukoon, rahat. He'll be a happy person. Allah will give him barakat in his house. Allah will give him barakat with his wife and children, his business. Things will work out so good for him. He'll enjoy a hayatun tayyiba. Yes, there will be tests in his life. There definitely will be tests. But Allah will give him strength during those tests. He won't give up hope. One lady, as was mentioned, the story of Malik bin Dinar, rahmatullahi, when that sacred trust that his daughter was came to his rescue. It is mentioned in the hadith of Rasulullah SAW, the meaning of which is, any person who loses his or her parents, who lose their child at infancy. Child is an infant, a baby. Before it becomes baligh, the child passes away. Whether 1, 2, 3, any amount of children, then these children will come on the day of Qiyamah, and they will put up a case against Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They will argue with Allah. Oh Allah, you deprived me of seeing my parents and being in their company in the world. Ya Allah, you can't deprive me now in the akhirat. Don't send my parents into Jahannam. Oh Allah, I'm pleading to you. And this child puts a case. Allah, the Rasulullah mentioned the hadith, jadala, yujadil, actually puts up a case. Allah makes this excuse, a legitimate excuse, a valid excuse for that parent who lost his child in infancy so that it may be admitted into paradise, so that the parent may be admitted into paradise. Valid excuse. So these children will come and save those parents from Jahannam and send them to Jannah. One person had lost her child in infancy, and of course she was very sad about it, gave her some words to console her. But because other members of the family or whoever was taunting her and said, oh, you lost your child, they made her feel miserable. So she writes back and she says that I feel Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is angry with me. Allah hasn't accepted my ibadah. Because whilst I was pregnant, I made a lot of ibadah in the hopes that I'll get a nice child. So it seemed that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is angry with me. So in a lengthy answer and reply that I had written, I just mentioned this one point that inshallah will inspire us as well. After mentioning Allah's favors upon us and the fact that Allah loves us, Allah loves, Allah is al-wadood, full of love for us. Allah never likes to punish us. Allah is not that Allah who's standing with the whip to beat us up. Allah creates. Why is Allah created tonight? So that we may be forgiven. We may gain His mercy. So I explain, hasn't Allah given us iman? Hasn't Allah given us food to eat? Hasn't Allah given us air to breathe in? Hasn't Allah given us clothing? Hasn't Allah given us shelter? Hasn't Allah given us so many things? Just one ni'mat, which in reality belongs to Allah, and Allah decides to take it away, and we make remarks like Allah is angry with us? Put the question the other way around. How much we have disobeyed Allah. Not a single day Allah has turned around and told us that I have given you so much and this is how you treat me. Allah still forgives us. Allah overlooks. So my respected brothers and elders, we'll make the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, short dhikr, and we'll make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala inshallah. Backlight off here. Concentrate on the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We're saying La ilaha illallah. We are negating all the filth we have in our hearts. We're removing all the filth that we have in our hearts of anger, pride, jealousy, enmity. And we say illallah. Fill in our hearts only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The noor of Allah. Feel that all the filth is just being thrown out. It's being washed away completely. And now the noor of Allah is coming to our hearts and is making our hearts bright.
La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. La ilaha illallah, 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 Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Illallah, 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 la ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. When you take the name Allah, then just ponder and imagine everything in the world is saying Allah. The sun is saying Allah.
The moon is saying Allah. The sky is saying Allah. The stars are saying Allah. The heavens are saying Allah. The birds are saying Allah. The butterflies are saying Allah. The creatures are saying Allah. The animals are saying Allah. The trees are saying Allah. The leaves are saying Allah. The mountains are saying Allah. The rivers are saying Allah. The oceans are saying Allah. Jinn is saying Allah. Angels are saying Allah. Mankind is saying Allah. The sand is saying Allah. Every single thing, even the hair on the body of a mu'min is saying Allah. الله جل جلاله وتعالى شأنه الله 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 Allah, 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 Allahu shahidi, Allahu ma'i. Allah, 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 Allah. Koi mujhse puche main kya mangta hu, main apne khuda se khuda mangta hu. Koi mujhse puche main kya mangta hu, main apne khuda se khuda mangta hu. Wo ho jaye mera, main ho jaau uska, yahi raat din mein dua mangta hu. La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. اللهم لك الحمد كله ولك الشكر كله لا نحصي ثناء عليك أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك اللهم يا أول الأولين ويا آخر الآخرين ويا ذا القوة المتين ويا راحم المساكين ويا أرحم الراحمين يا ذا الجلال والإكرام يا ذا الجلال والإكرام يا ذا الجلال والإكرام يا حنان يا منان يا بديع السماوات والأرض يا لطيف يا خبير يا عزيز يا حكيم يا عدل اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم يا رب صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك المصطفى خير الخلق كلهم جزى الله عنا محمدا صلى الله عليه وسلم ما هو أهله اللهم إنا نستغفرك ونتوب إليك اللهم إنا نستغفرك ونتوب إليك فاغفر لنا وتب علينا فاغفر لنا وتب علينا فاغفر لنا ما قدمنا وما أخرنا وما أسررنا وما أعلنا أنت المقدم أنت المؤخر لا إله إلا أنت
La ilaha illa anta. La ilaha illa anta. Ya hayyu ya qayyum. Bi rahmatika nastaghith. يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث يا غياث المستغيثين يا راحم المساكين يا أرحم الراحمين ظلمنا أنفسنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين اللهم إني أعوذ بعفوك من عقابك وأعوذ برضاك من سخطك وأعوذ بك منك لا أحصي ثناء عليك أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك Oh my most beloved Allah, my most kareem, rahim Allah. Oh my Allah, forgive us tonight, my Allah. Ya Allah, forgive us completely, my Allah. Forgive us all our sins, my Allah. Ya Allah, kabair, saghair, ya Allah. Kabira guna, saghira guna, major sin, minor sin, my Allah. Every single guna that we have committed, my Allah. You were well aware, my Allah. You are well aware, my Allah. You will always be well aware, my Allah. Ya Allah, you are sattar. You hid those sins, my Allah. You conceal those sins, my Allah. Oh, my Allah, you are ghaffar al-dhunub. You are sattar al-uyub. Oh, my Allah, you are wadood, my Allah. You are af and kareem. You love to forgive, my Allah. Ya Allah, forgive us our khata'an, amadan, ya Allah. Whatever gunas we committed knowingly, unknowingly. Ya Allah, unintentionally, intentionally, ya Allah, deliberately. In the darkness of the night, in broad daylight, may Allah. Ya Allah, we pile those gunas upon our backs so much, my Allah. They have become so heavy, so heavy. They have broken our backs, my Allah. We cannot carry the burden of our sins on our shoulders anymore, my Allah. They have become, my Allah, more heavier than huge mountains, my Allah. Oh, my Allah, ya Maliki Kareem, is Mubarak Raat, my Allah. Ya Allah, tonight is the night of Shaban, 15th of Shaban, my Allah. We have read in the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam that you announce hal min mustaghfirin fa aghfiru lahu. Oh my Allah, we have raised our hands tonight, my Allah. Our mothers and sisters at home, my Allah. Our brothers, the elderly ones and masoom children, ya Allah. Ya Allah, there are different types of people, my Allah. Throughout your ummah, ya Allah, throughout the world, my Allah. Ya Allah, they all your bandas, my Allah. Ya Allah, we are asking for forgiveness, my Allah. Allah, sabki maghfirat farma. Sabki maghfirat farma. Sabki maghfirat farma. Ya Allah, forgive us completely, my Allah. We've got yaqeen you will forgive us, my Allah. Emancipate our soul from the fire of Jahannam, ya Allah. Ya Allah, emancipate our soul from the fire of Jahannam, ya Allah. Eh, Maliki Kareem, ya Allah. Ya Allah, this is the pre-wash before Ramadan, ya Allah. Ya Allah, make us have a beautiful Ramadan, my Allah. Ya Allah, free. Ya Allah, Ramadan that is free of any gunas, my Allah. Ya Allah, don't make us deprived tonight. Don't deprive us of the month of Ramadan, the blessings of Ramadan, the forgiveness of Ramadan, the forgiveness of Laylatul Qadr, my Allah. Ya Allah, help us to change our conditions, ya Allah. You change our conditions, ya Allah. Our hearts are, ya Allah, between your fingers, my Allah. Ya Allah, ya muqallib al-qulub, thabbit qulubana ala deenik. Ya musarrif al-qulub, sarrif qulubana ala ta'atik. Oh my Allah, you've got such beautiful names, my Allah. You've got such beautiful qualities, my Allah. Oh my Allah, we can take your name. Ya Allah, your dhikr is so beautiful, my Allah. It's like honey coming on our tongues, my Allah. Our heart feels so serene and tranquil and peaceful, my Allah. Eh, Malik-e Kareem, we want to connect ourselves to you, my Allah. Ya Allah, connect us to you, my Allah. Eh, Malik-e Kareem, you become ours, ya Allah. Make us yours, ya Allah. Ya Allah, ab tu hamara banja, hame tera bana le. Ab tu hamara banja, hame tera bana le. Ya Allah, become our friend, my Allah. My Allah, become our friend, my Allah. Ya Allah, we know you are Samad, my Allah. Ya Allah, we know you are Ghani, my Allah. You are independent, my Allah. You don't require any person, my Allah. You don't require even the angels, my Allah. Eh, Malik, eh, Kareem. But we all are dependent totally on you, my Allah. Sar se pair tak, my Allah. We are completely muhtaj on you, my Allah. Eh, Malik, eh, Kareem. There is no other Allah we have, my Allah. La ilaha illa anta. Ya Allah, we ask you, ya Allah, but this tawheed, ya Allah. Ya Allah, you are ahad and samad. You've got no parents, you've got no wife, you've got no children, my Allah.
There is nobody like you, my Allah. If you are going to close your doors upon us, my Allah. Ya Allah, then you show us where can we turn to, my Allah. There is no other Allah we can turn to, my Allah. Ya Allah, tonight before we can leave this gathering, my Allah, forgive us completely, my Allah. Ya Allah, you are well aware of all the sins we have committed, my Allah. Ya Allah, those who committed zina, forgive them, my Allah. Ya Allah, those who are alcoholic and Ya Allah, who are taking drugs, my Allah, forgive them. Those who are nafarman to their parents, forgive them, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, those who have indulged, Ya Allah, in killings, Ya Allah, forgive them, my Allah. Ya Allah, all those reasons, Ya Allah, for a person not to be forgiven, my Allah. Don't make us be amongst those people and those categories. If we are in those categories, Ya Allah, we are asking you for forgiveness. Give us tawfiq of making amends. Ya Allah, if we have cut off relationships with family members, Ya Allah, you forgive us. Give us that himmat, Ya Allah, to ask them for forgiveness, my Allah. Don't deprive us tonight, my Allah. Ya Allah, we've got no other person to turn to, my Allah. Ey Malik, ey Kareem. Ey Malik, ey Kareem. Ya Allah, we do not know when our mouth is going to come, my Allah. When our janazah is going to be lifted, my Allah. You have shown us so many signs, my Allah. Ya Allah, our hair has gone white, Ya Allah. Our beard has got white strands on it, my Allah. Ya Allah, we are becoming old, Ya Allah, and weak, my Allah. We are moving towards the qabr, my Allah. Ya Allah, still we have not realized that one day we are going to leave this world. And we are going to be placed in the qabr. And if we were disobedient to you, then the qabr will see out of all the people in the world. Out of all those people who walked on this earth, I hated you the most. Now see how I shall entertain you. Oh my Allah, we have read in the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the qabr will close upon this person until his ribs will crush, my Allah. Ya Allah, scorpions and pythons and snakes will be thrown onto him, my Allah. Oh my Allah, do not make our qabr a pit of the pit of Jahannam, my Allah. Ya Malik, ya Kareem, ya Allah. Make it be a garden of the gardens of paradise, my Allah. Make it be such that we go into the qabr, my Allah. The qabr will see out of all the people in the world, I love you the most. It will expand as far as our eyes can see. The cool breeze of Jannat will come into the qabr. Ya Allah, and the beautiful, Ya Allah, ni'mas a person will enjoy in the qabr. Oh, may Allah give us more to the iman. Make our khatama be with iman. Make us have a good taqdeer, my Allah. Ya Allah, protect us from guna, my Allah. Protect us from zina, my Allah. Putting us from badnazri, my Allah. Ya Allah, we cast lustful glances, my Allah. Ya Allah, we don't care about it, Ya Allah. We are not bothered about it, my Allah. We don't realize the damage we are doing to our mal and to our heart, my Allah. Oh, my Allah. We cheat and we steal and we deceive our customers, my Allah. We lie, Ya Allah. We indulge in fraud, my Allah. We indulge in gossiping and ghibat, my Allah. We have pride and arrogance, my Allah. Oh, my Allah. Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam taught us, Ya Allah, to bring the sunnat into our lives, my Allah. And he has even mentioned that person who lowers his garment below his ankles on this night, he is also not forgiven, my Allah. Ya Malik ya Kareem. Ya Allah, give us tawfiq and himmat to bring a'mal salihah in our lives, my Allah. Ya Allah, don't make us frown upon people, my Allah. Don't make us think of ourselves to be superior of others, my Allah. It is only your karam, your fazal, your kindness, your generosity that you have given us iman. Ya Allah, you have given us tawfiq of doing good deeds, my Allah. Ya Allah, give us istiqamat and taqwa, my Allah. Give us afiyat, my Allah. Give us afiyat, salamati, hifazat, izzat, aman, chain, sukoon, rahat, protection. Give us your marifat, your qurb, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, protect us from all evil, my Allah. Protect us from the shar of the shirir, Ya Allah. From the fitna of the fitteen, Ya Allah. From the hasad of the hasideen, my Allah. Oh, my Allah. There are so many ummatis Ya Allah, there are so many people, Ya Allah, of this ummat, Ya Allah, who are suffering, my Allah. Especially in countries like Syria, my Allah. Oh, my Allah, we have heard reports, Ya Allah. Terrible, Ya Allah, atrocities taking place, my Allah. Ya Allah, young daughters are taken in front of their own fathers and they're being raped, my Allah. Ya Allah, masoom children's head, Ya Allah, is being chopped off in front of their own parents, my Allah. Oh, my Allah, we are far away, but we feel the pain, my Allah. Give them aman and peace, my Allah. Change their conditions, Ya Allah. And in Palestine also, my Allah, every day homes are being bombarded, my Allah. Ya Allah, the Afghanistan and so many other places, my Allah, in this world. Ya Allah, make the aman and chu'in and sukoor and rahat come in the world, may Allah. Make the enemies of Islam see the truth of haqq and hidayat in Islam. Ya Allah, make us have good akhlaq that we win them over, may Allah. Ya Allah, make them understand that Islam is not a religion of terrorism, may Allah. Islam is a peace-loving religion, may Allah. Make us have good akhlaq, may Allah. So many people phoned and requested duas. So many people said, make dua, Allah, make changes my condition. I want to become better. Ya Allah, I'm the greatest of all the sinners, my Allah. Ya Allah, Ya Allah, we beg you tonight, my Allah. Ya Allah, our hearts have become like rock hard, my Allah. We can't shed any more tears, my Allah. Ya Allah, hum nadim hai, hum sharmindah hai, hum kaha jaye, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, forgive us, my Allah. Ya Allah, tu maaf farma. Forgive us, my Allah. Make us feel lighter, my Allah. Ya Allah, make us feel that, Ya Allah, our gunas are being shed off our bodies, my Allah. Like how the leaves fall off the tree, Ya Allah. Oh, my Allah, make us feel lighter, my Allah. Ya Allah, make the nur of your love and muhabbat, Ya Allah, and your ish come into our hearts, my Allah. Ya Allah, illuminate and brighten our hearts, my Allah. The elderly ones sitting on chairs, my Allah. And the sick and ailing people, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, they're sitting patiently, my Allah. They're waiting for you to open the doors of Rahmat, my Allah. Our hearts are clogged, my Allah. Our hearts have become sealed, my Allah. Ya Allah, we have become so distant away from your mercy, my Allah. Do not make us amongst the munafiqeen, my Allah. Do not make us amongst those who will be standing on the day of Qiyamah as hypocrites, my Allah. Remove from our hearts kufr, shirk, nifaq, my Allah. Remove from our hearts bid'at, my Allah. Ya Allah, give us true iman, my Allah. Allahumma sabbitna ala iman. وَأَمِتْنَا عَلَى الْإِيمَانِ وَحْشُرْنَا يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ مَعَ الْإِيمَانِ. Ya Allah, protect us, my Allah. Help us, my Allah. Ya Allah, help us, my Allah. Tu nusrat farma, Ya Allah. Ya ghiyathi inda kulli kurbah, wa mujibi inda kulli dawa, wa munisi inda kulli wahsha, wa ma'adi inda kulli shiddah, wa rajai hila tanqudi huila. Ya Latif, Ya Latif, Ya Latif. Ya Allah, we ask you by your ismi azam, that name of yours, that whoever uses that name of yours and he makes dua, his duas are readily answered, my Allah. Eh, Maliki Kareem, my Allah. Ya Allah, we are leading pretentious lives, my Allah. Ya Allah, we've got facade in our lives, my Allah. We are thrilling the people and we are bluffing the people. We are deceiving them, my Allah. Eh, Maliki Kareem, you know our haqiqat, my Allah. Oh, what comes at this moment, Ya Allah? What is going to happen to us, my Allah? Ya Allah, do not make our amal mardood, my Allah. Make our amal maqbool, my Allah. Ya Allah, tu ikhlas naseeb farma, qabooliyat naseeb farma. Ya Allah, the little child goes to the mother. Ya Allah, even though it had troubled the mother, finally the mother feels pity upon the child. And the mother who had spanked the child, but then grabbed the child out of mercy and love and affection and muhabbat. Eh Malik, eh Kareem, Ya Rahman, Ya Rahim. You have got more love for us than our mothers have for us, my Allah. Ya Allah, open your doors of mercy. Allahumma aftah lani abwaab rahmatik. Allahumma aftah lana abwaab rahmatik. Allahumma aftah lana abwaab rahmatik. La ilaha illallah al-alim al-kareem. Subhanallahi rabbil arshil azim. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Nas'aluka mujibati rahmatik. Wa azaima maghfiratik. Wal ghanimata min kulli bir. Wa salamata min kulli hif. La tada'a lana zamban illa ghafarta. La tada'a لنا ذنبا إلا غفرته ولا هما إلا فرجته ولا دينا إلا قضيته ولا حاجة من هوائج الدنيا والآخرة إلا قضيتها ويسرتها يا رب العالمين. اللهم حبب إلينا الإيمان وزينه في قلوبنا وكره إلينا الكفر والفسوق والعصيان وجعلنا من الراشدين وجعلنا من المهديين وجعلنا من الذين لا خوف عليهم ولا هم يحزنون. يا مالك الكريم, you are not deaf my Allah, you are not blind my Allah, you are سميع, you are بصير my Allah. Ya Allah, we are asking you to help us, guide us, change the qibla of our lives my Allah. Ya Allah, help us my Allah, before mouth comes to us my Allah. Ya Allah, before mouth comes to us, help us to make sincere tawbah. Malik bin Dinar, who was a drunkard, overnight you made him your wali. Akbar Kurdi was a robber, overnight, Ya Allah, you made him your wali. Zunnun Misri, he was an evil person my Allah, overnight you made him your wali. Bishar Afi was a drunkard also, my Allah. Overnight you made him your wali. Ibrahim bin Adam, oh my Allah, he was a rich king, my Allah. Oh, Manaj, ya Allah, you made him your wali, my Allah. Ya Allah, sahaba radiallahu anhu majma'in. So many of them, ya Allah, before they accepted Islam, my Allah. We know their lives that they were leading, my Allah. In, ya Allah, in the times of Jahiliyyah, my Allah. Ya Allah, the evil lives they led, my Allah. But the moment they accepted Iman, my Allah. Oh, my Allah, they became radiallahu anhu muradu'an. Ya Allah, we are also the ummatis of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. My Nabi cried for us, my Allah. He cried for us, my Allah. Ya Allah, he shed those tears for us, my Allah. He said, ummati, Allahumma ummati. Allahumma ummati, ummati. Ya Allah, how are we going to face our Nabi on the day of Qiyamah? Sahaba will show their khun to him. They will show the injuries to him, my Allah. Ya Allah, there will be shuhada who will stand up. Siddiqeen, my Allah. Salihin, my Allah. Ya Allah, what will be present, my Allah? Eh, Malik, eh, Kareem. Ya Allah, the ummat needs you, my Allah. Ya Allah, the ummat needs you desperately, my Allah. We are Allah's flock of sheep, my Allah. Ya Allah, you had given us so many ni'mats, we didn't make qadr of it, my Allah. Ya Allah, you took away one by one, ya Allah. Ya Allah, now we are left, ya Allah. Ya Allah, with so many ni'mats taken away from us, my Allah. Don't deprive us of the ni'mat of Iman and Islam, my Allah. Eh, Malik-e-Kareem, this masjid, ya Allah. And Hazrat Rahmatullahi Alayhi. Ya Allah, 1 year has passed away, my Allah. 1 year is gone, my Allah. This ni'mat that none of us made qadr, ya Allah. Ya Allah, now we can feel emptiness and that void in our lives, my Allah. Eh, Malik-e-Kareem, you are our goal and maqsood, my Allah. You are still there, my Allah. You are Hayy and Qayyum, my Allah. You will never let us down, my Allah. Our duas will never become raiga, my Allah. Our tears will never be spoiled, my Allah. Eh, Malik-e-Kareem, we have heard from our pious predecessors, our satiza, that one ansu, one tear shed out of repentance, my Allah, is sufficient to extinguish the fire of Jahannam. My Allah, eh, Malik-e-Kareem, ya Allah, we have got people who have raised their hands, ya Allah, tonight. Don't deprive any one of us, my Allah. Forgive all the marhumin, my Allah, of our family members, my Allah. Give them our family sabr jameel, my Allah. All the marhumin, ya Allah. Grant them jannatul firdaus, the highest of stages, especially Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ali, ala illiyin, my Allah. Help us to continue with his works, my Allah. Ya Allah, help us to continue, Allah, he had husna zan. Ya Allah, don't make us spoil and dash his hopes in us, my Allah. Eh, my Allah, help us, guide us, give us hidayat. Make us reach the shore. Make us reach our manzil and maqsood, my Allah. Make us reach the jannat you have promised, my Allah. With ease, my Allah. With afiyat, my Allah. Save us from azab of qabr. Save us from azab of jahannam. Save us from all types of fitna, especially the fitna of dajjal, my Allah. Save us, my Allah. Protect us, our parents, our wives, our children, our family members, my Allah, our relatives, my Allah, our neighbors, my Allah, our students, my Allah, our mashayikh, my Allah, our musallis, ya Allah, our friends, my Allah, our mutalliqeen, my Allah, especially the people of Durban, my Allah, especially the musallis of this masjid, my Allah, forgive each one of us, my Allah, our mothers and sisters, my Allah, there are so many, ya Allah, who may request so many duas, my Allah, they are young girls, my Allah, marriageable age, my Allah. They are waiting to find suitable partners, my Allah. They want pious husbands, my Allah. Their boys want pious wives, my Allah. Ya Allah, they do not want to live a life of zina, my Allah. Ya Allah, you grant them pious husbands and wives, my Allah. Pious partners, my Allah. Give them pious children, ya Allah, will become the coolness of their eyes, my Allah. So many are married, they have got no children, my Allah. They are trying, my Allah. Eh, Malik-e-Kareem, ya Allah, it is in your hand, your qudrat, your power, my Allah. Ya Allah, grant them nek, pious offspring, my Allah. Those of us who have children, my Allah. Make our children the coolness of our eyes, my Allah. Rabbana hablana min azwajina wa dhurriyatina qurrata ayun. Wajalna lil muttaqina imama. Make us make them good, make good tarbiyat of our children, ya Allah. Make us, ya Allah, give us good akhlaq and give our children good akhlaq. Ya Allah, make them be the flag bearers of deen and Islam, ya Allah, tomorrow. Help them, ya Allah, my Allah. Bless them, my Allah. Bless them, my Allah. If any one of our children, ya Allah, who has deviated, ya Allah, from sirat al-mustaqim, ya Allah, give him hidayat. Give her hidayat. Ya Allah, give them hidayat, may Allah. If they are addicts, ya Allah, bring them on sirat, mustaqim, may Allah. If they are people who are living their lives in rave clubs, may Allah. Ya Allah, they are living a life of filth in zina, may Allah. They have them to shun that practice, may Allah. Give them hidayat, may Allah. Give all of us hidayat, may Allah. Don't make us indulge in riba transactions, may Allah. Make only halal go into our bellies, may Allah. Make only halal go into our system, may Allah. Make only halal morsels go into our mouths, may Allah. Ya Allah, protect us from zina, protect us from riba. Give us halal rizq, ya Allah. Give us barakat, ya Allah, in our rosy and sustenance, may Allah. Make our rosy easy for us, may Allah. Don't make it be difficult for us. Don't make us go to haram, may Allah. Open your heavens of sustenance upon us, may Allah. So many are looking for work, may Allah, and jobs, may Allah. They can't find suitable jobs, may Allah. You find them suitable jobs, ya Allah, so they can bring some food on the table, may Allah. Ya Allah, there are so many du'as, so many things we are begging, ya Allah, we require. You are well aware of each person's desire tonight, may Allah. Especially these brothers who have come here tonight, may Allah. They have sat patiently, may Allah. Their hands are paining, may Allah. Their legs are paining, may Allah. But where do we go, may Allah? Ya Allah, there is no other Allah. May Allah, there is no words we can express. We've got no words, may Allah. Ya Allah, look at our faces, may Allah. Look at our hearts tonight, may Allah. Ya Allah, ya Allah, grant each person his jaiz murad, may Allah. I do not know what each person has, what desire he has, may Allah. You know what each person wants, may Allah. Ya Allah, grant each person his desire, may Allah. Allahumma kashif al-gham, mufarrij al-ham, mujib da'wati al-mudri. رحمن الدنيا والآخرة ورحيمهما وارحمنا في حاجاتنا فارحمنا في حاجاتنا كلها بقضائها ونجاها رحمة تغرنا بها عن رحمة من سواك Oh my Allah, help us to take deen seriously, may Allah. Ya Allah, we have not understood the Quran and Majeed, may Allah. Ya Allah, Ramadan will come, we'll read Quran. Ya Allah, forgive us, we don't understand. Years have went past, we can't recite Quran properly. We haven't understood your message, may Allah. Book of Hidayat, may Allah. Book of Shifa, book of Noor, may Allah. Book that will guide us to Jannah. You gave us a Kitab, ya Allah. Quran and Majeed, may Allah. Ya Allah, we don't understand your Quran and Majeed. We haven't made Amal, may Allah. No Sunnah in our life, no Deen in our life, no Zahir, no Batin, may Allah. Ya Allah, Sahaba Ikram with so much of sacrifice. Rasulullah Sallam went and sat the camel's intestine placed on his back. Thorns placed on his path. Taif is chased, may Allah, blood. He is bleeding, may Allah. His shoes are clogged with blood. Ya Allah, he doesn't give hope. Give up hope, may Allah. All the time, fikr for us, may Allah. Fikr for us. Ya Allah, accept every good work of deen. Accept da'wat and tabligh, ya Allah. Amr ta'am. Except that the gush, the ijtimaah that is taking place, the jamaat that is going in your path, may Allah, help us to make the nusrat. Make us join them, may Allah. Make us join. Ya Allah, the effort of the mashayikh in the hanqas, ya Allah, they're trying to make tazkiyah of themselves and connect the people to us. Accept them, may Allah, accept it. Ya Allah, darul ulum, magadib, madaris, they're making efforts, may Allah. Ya Allah, accept the khidmat, ya Allah, mujahideen, may Allah. We are living such comfortable life, may Allah. They are away from their children, may Allah. They haven't seen their children for years. They haven't seen their young wives, may Allah. They haven't seen their parents, may Allah. So many languishing in prison cells, may Allah. Ya Allah, there are so many women also, may Allah, languishing in prison, may Allah. They have been tortured. Ya Allah, they have been, ya Allah, butchered, may Allah. Oh, may Allah. Ya Allah, what answer are we going to give the day of Qiyamah? You gave us every ni'mat, every ni'mat, every ni'mat. We made no shukr, no qadr, may Allah. Oh, may Allah, forgive us, may Allah. Ya Allah, give us ikhlas, may Allah use us for the khidmat of your deen, may Allah. Use us for the khidmat of your deen, may Allah. Make billions and billions of people benefit through us, may Allah. Ya Allah, give us jannat, may Allah. Ya Allah, make us enter jannat of the Rasulullah, may Allah. Give us shahadat in your path. Give us more than Madinah Sharif. Jannat al-Baqi, may Allah. We got no other hopes, my Allah. But if we buried in Jannatul Baqi, in Jannatul Baqi, in a condition that you are pleased with us, we will raise up on the day of Qiyamah with Rasulullah Sallam. We'll get his safarish, we'll get his intercession, my Allah. Ya Allah, at least then we stand a chance, my Allah. Ya Allah, on the day of Qiyamah, Ya Allah, make Rasulullah Sallam be smiling at us, my Allah. Make him be smiling at us, my Allah. Make us go running to him. Make him open his arms towards us, my Allah. Make him grab us, my Allah. We just want to put our hands on his Mubarak shoulders, my Allah. We want to feel the coolness of his chest, of his, Ya Allah, chest on our bodies, my Allah. Make him give us, Ya Allah, the Hawza Kawthar with his Mubarak hands, my Allah. His Tahir Pak hands, my Allah. May Allah make us enter Jannat with him, my Allah. In Jannat make us be close to him, my Allah. Ya Allah, we got hopes you'll give it to us, my Allah. Ya Allah, you got hopes you'll give it to us, my Allah. Ya Allah, accept all our duas. Make our maghfirat, Ya Allah. Allah, all those who are sick and ailing, my Allah, give them complete shifa, kamil, ajil, mustaqir, daim. Those who are undergoing operations, going, those who are going for operation, my Allah, whatever the sicknesses are, my Allah, Ya Allah, remove the sicknesses, those in financial problems, in qaraz, Ya Allah, in debts, my Allah, remove the debts, my Allah. إِنَّ اللَّهُ مَلَائِكَةُ يُصَلُّونَ عَلَى النَّبِيِّ يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا صَلُّوا عَلَيْهِ وَسَلِّمُوا تَسْلِيمًا اللَّهُمَّ صَلِّ عَلَى سَيِّدِنَا مُحَمَّدٍ وَعَلَى سَيِّدِنَا مُحَمَّدٍ وَبَارِكْ وَسَلِّمْ يَا اللَّهُ عَمَرِ دِلُوكُ مُصَفَّى مُجِلَّا مُزَكَّى بَنَا رَبَّنَا تَقَبَّلْ مِنَّا إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ السَّمِيعُ الْعَلِيمُ وَتُبْ عَلَيْنَا يَا مَوْلَانَا إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ التَّوَّابُ الرَّحِيمُ سُبْحَانَ رَبِّكَ رَبِّ الْعِزَّةِ عَمَّا يَصِفُونَ وَسَلَامٌ عَلَى الْمُرْسَلِينَ والحمد لله رب العالمين.